It's EV News Briefly for Wednesday, 28th of May. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast today, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Peugeot is reviving the GTI badge, last seen in 2021 on the old 308, but GTI being brought into the electric era with the new E208. We should see that in the next couple of weeks. Volvo's XC70 plug-in hybrid is coming to China to begin with. Wondering if that's going to be a global model, though. This is going to have up to a 40 kilowatt hour battery in a plug-in hybrid. So that means you'll rarely dip into the engine. Ola Electric is the big Indian mobility company, traditionally known for making two-wheeled scooters almost for 10 years now. They're a very big deal in India. Don't talk about them too much on the podcast, but Ola Electric started delivering its first electric motorcycle. It's called the Roadster. Comes with up to a 9.1 kilowatt hour battery pack. In max range version, could do over 300 miles of range, and yet the pricing is only in maybe $2,500 equivalent. Of course, in rupees, that is entirely market appropriate pricing, but for some markets you think, wow, that sounds extremely cheap. European EV registrations have been rising, and in the first 4 months of the year, data coming out of the Carmakers Association now shows that BEV registrations up by 26% in the first 4 months of the year to 560,000 units, and crucially in the first 4 months of the year in the European market, more than diesel. That's a really big deal. BYD, which already had extremely low prices, making news with less than $10,000 equivalent for the little Seagull hatchback, just slashed their prices, kicking off a whole new brutal era of a price war in China. BYD cutting 20% off the Seagull, that's now $7,500, just a little bit over US equivalent, but 34% off the Seal dual motor hybrid sedan, a third off the price of a car that was already cut to the bone. It's brutal. Oregon is reopening its EV rebate program. You can get up to $7,500 off a new vehicle, also money off a used EV as well, if you qualify in terms of your household earnings and the vehicle itself. Battery supply chains are having to embrace new ways of working. A new report pointing out that some businesses, car makers, OEMs, battery companies, are having to go right back to the mine to fully become integrated companies, from mining the raw materials to delivering the finished products, which is an entirely new way of working for many companies. XPeng, the Chinese electric vehicle maker, teaming up with a Hungarian group. They're going to add distribution in Hungary, Slovenia, and Croatia by the autumn of the year. They want to hit, I think, 50 or 60 markets worldwide by the end of this year. That's with their SUVs, the G6 and G9, and the sedan, the P7. Power is a UK charging provider, and they're doing something really clever. So finding depots, like First Bus is a bus company that have 11 bus depots that been electrified, and kind of matchmaking them with smaller fleets from other businesses so that infrastructure isn't being unused while it's sitting in the ground. They will work with companies like bus companies so that other fleets can come in and use their chargers when those buses are out doing runs. And that's a great way of ensuring maximum usage of infrastructure that we have installed. And battery swapping is obviously a very big thing with NIO in China, and that's outside of China as well. And now CATL are getting into it, the world's biggest battery maker, alongside their current partner, Changan, the Chinese car maker, delivering the first 1,000 vehicles with their Choco Seb exchangeable batteries. It does sound like a delicious breakfast cereal, but Choco Seb, SEB, stands for Swapping Electric Blocks. The first 1,000 cars delivered to a taxi operator on Chinese roads. And that is briefly.